Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's go back to verse number 22. Again, about speaking in tongues and the confusion it takes. That makes. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. I'll get that later. But prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church were to come together in one place, they're having a worship service, and all speak with tongues, and there comes in those that are unlearned and unbelievers. They have no idea what their language is, what this language is, what it means to unlearn. They don't know that language. Or they're lost, they're unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? Those people down at the church of Corinth, they're crazy, man. That's exactly what Paul said. I went to that church to worship on a Sunday. I couldn't understand anything they were saying. They're crazy down there. I ain't going back down there. And God is not the author of confusion. And so that's why he lays this out back out in verse number 2 about this thing. He that speaks in the unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh these mysteries. It's unknown. People can't understand. It is doubtful that the Spirit of God will bring about such speaking that it might be a prideful show of the flesh. And that's what Paul was addressing. These Corinthian believers were prideful because God had endowed many of them with the gift of speaking in an unknown tongue. They became arrogant. They became prideful about it, and Paul was warning them about that. Verse number 3. But he that prophesieth, that who is revealing God's revelation to the people, God has spoken to him. Now this is a little different. It's much different than preaching. A lot of preachers today, even some commentators, and you know what a commentator is? They're commentators, and I read these books. I'll leave that one alone. But anyway, they compare prophesying with preaching today. They're two completely different words, two completely different meanings. What I'm standing up here doing today, I'm not prophesying. I am proclaiming God's word, and it is written. I'm not forth-telling. I'm not revealing something that God has told me, and then I'm telling you, except what I've learned through God's word. So there's a vast difference between what Paul's talking about here about prophesying and preaching. So don't get those confused. Even a lot of preachers today put them on the same level. This gift of prophesying was a supernatural gift. To preach, it is a call of God on your life. But you just don't get up in the pulpit and start blabbering. A lot of people do that. Just got diarrhea in their mouth and they don't know when to stop. Okay? You have to study. You have to study. So it's not a supernatural gift. Even though God does call you, God does endow you with certain gifts. It's not what we call supernatural gifts. Anyway, but he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification. I'm so sorry. And exhortation and comfort. In contrast to speaking in an unknown tongue, prophesying benefits the whole congregation. It's beneficial to all. By the way, I want to include preaching. It's beneficial to all. It did three things. Not only did prophesying do three things, preaching today does these same three things. And that's why a lot of great men compare the two as the same, even though they're different gifts, different callings, different supernatural, different gifts. They still accomplish the same three things. Number one, edification. The word edification means to build up. It's to increase a man's knowledge of Christian truth and his ability to live a Christian life. Let me stop there for just a minute, where it talks about he that prophesies speaks to the men to edification. It's one thing to know the truth. It's quite another thing to apply it to your life and put it into practice. That's what it means to edify, to build up. You have a foundation, but it's not enough just to have a foundation of truth. You have to build up upon that, and you put these things into practice in your life. And so that's the purpose of not just prophesying, that's the purpose of today's preaching. When we teach and when we proclaim God's word, the purpose is to edify the believer, to to build you up. That's why most all of my sermons, I try to edify to build you up. I thought about that this week. This morning, I thought about it. This morning. I shouldn't say this, but I will. Kendall works for law enforcement. And all week long, he's cussed at, criticized, fussed at, getting fights, you know what I'm saying? People don't want to go peacefully. I shouldn't say this, but I will. Is it Friday? I got to picture him Friday. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to just give you an example. He got in a confrontation with an individual Friday morning. He came in Friday afternoon, and his jeans, he had cut his jeans with his knife because they were ripped where he'd got in confrontation with some fella. They went on, I won't go into all detail, and they ripped his pants, his work clothes. Instead of going home and changing, it was the funniest looking thing. He took his pocket knife and he cut his jeans because he's not a deputy. He works for the ag department, a whole other store. He wears different clothes now. And he walks in the house. He had on his boots. He had on those jeans that were cut just below his knees with his gun belt on. And all. I took a picture. That was the funniest thing. I said, you must have had a rough day. He said, well, it was interesting. He had to work Friday night. He had to work last night. He had to work all day. I said, oh, I say this. Not just Kendall, but people in church have a rough week. All week long, they've been beat up, they've been bruised, whether it's at work, at home, whatever. And the last thing they need is to come in here and have the preacher do a shellacking on them. Now, there are times when the preacher needs to do a shellacking on them. You know, call out sin. There are times and we do that sometimes. But most of the time, when you read this, it talks about edification, to build the people up. And that's what that word edification, so prophesying in today's preaching should edify. It should build up. And then there's that next word in verse number 3 that goes along right beside that, exhortation. Everybody doesn't necessarily need to be built up. The word exhortation is that word we get. It's a Greek word. I learned to say this word properly. I hope I did. How do you say that word, Temple? Say it again. I'm glad you said it to me. That's not how I was going to say it. I was going to say parakalesis or something like that. Anyway, whatever it is. Huh? See, I don't even know that. That's why I don't even pretend to be a Greek scholar. I do look at the words at their definitions and all. I don't know. But anyway, it's we get the word paraclete from it. Something that attaches itself to something else. We think of you know what a paraclete is? Intestinal paracletes, or we think of a tick or a flea. Those little things that attach yourself to somebody, call that a paraclete. In a good way, that's what exhortation is. It's somebody that comes along, another person, comes along beside them when they're in need, and if I could say, just puts their arm around them and loves on them. Don't we all need that? Don't we not only need edification, we need exhortation. It means to encourage. In every church, there are those who are discouraged and depressed, and we need people who will edify. We need people who will encourage. We need people who will exhort. In other words, you can do it. Keep on going, man. Don't you quit. And I'm here with you. And then here's the third word. Again, it goes right along with these other two. The word is comfort, to comfort. So notice what prophesying did, what it would accomplish in the congregation. It would edify, it would exhort, and then it would comfort. That's what preaching should do. It should edify, it should exhort, and then it should comfort you. In other words, it should build you up, not tear you down.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.